Vayter in Shas Mirim Bavakama on Daf Pei. Picking it up on the second line, continuing on with animals. Shola Tamidus Rabban Gamliel, Mau Legadel Amalei Mutter. Now, what were we talking about over here? We were talking about these animals, these small animals, about being Megadel them in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, he said, that's Mutter, you can Megadel small animals in Eretz Yisrael. I have a Tanan, a Megadel. But we have a Mishnah which says, you're not allowed to go and raise these small animals in Eretz Yisrael. So what did you say to that? Elahachi kabo emine. Rather, what exactly were they asking them? This is what they're asking. Mau lish lashos. What's the din of holding on to them in your home? You have this small animal, you want to hold on to them, even for longer than 30 days, and even if it's not for some sort of holiday that's going on, like we left off with. On that, Amar Lahem Mutter, says Mutter, B'vat Shelo Teitze V'Tira Be'Eder, as long as you don't send it out to start eating and grazing out with the animals, Ela Kosho Be'Kara Amita, you got to tie it up to the bedpost. Rashi says, Rabbanan, Pligi Aled, Rabban Gamliel, the Rabbanan, argue on him. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'isi B'Chasid Eschel, the story about a very righteous, pious man, Shoy Gonech B'Libo, the guy was Gonech, he was groaning and he was moaning. Rashi says, he was in a lot of pain here, that Soik Mipnei Kev Aled, his heart was hurting him. He wasn't able to relax, to calm down. And they asked those around them, asked the doctors, what do we do? Nothing that he can do. And until he drinks milk, hot milk, from an animal every morning. He's got to be drinking this thing. So they brought him a goat, in order to vikashu lebakai, meet on the town up to the bed, and every morning he would go out, and that was his medicine he would take. Liyamim nisul chaver v'levako. After a few days, his friends came in to come visit him and see what's going on. Came and shiro, so ha'eis k'shur b'kai mita chazal achreim ba'amru. Once he saw that there was this goat that was tied to the bed, they went out and they said, listem mizuyim bebeisul shelzeh. There's an armed robber that's in this house. Of this person, we're going to visit him. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Because you have these animals, and Chum said, don't have it because he's going to go and start eating from other people's fields. And therefore, what? We're going to visit him. Then they went in, they checked into it, and they saw what's going on. And they found the only issue that he had was the fact that he had this goat that was over there. The afhu b'shas misaso amar, and even he, at the time when he died, he said, I know that I have no sins other than the sin of having this goat over here. That I went against the words of my friends, meaning that the chacham said not to have it. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Mibali Batim Shabagali El, you know, your base Abba, his forefathers, his base Abba, was from the upper Galil. That's where they were from. Umepne Macharvu, why was it destroyed? Chayamar and Bechorshin, because they would graze their animals in the Chorshin, we saw yesterday, is the forest. Rashi says, Behemadaka Shalem Bechorshin. Vidan in Dine Mominus Biyachid, and they would. Like it says, they were Dan Dine Mominus with only one person there. And even though they had these forests that was near their houses, which we'll explain just a moment what Rashi says about that. Sada Katana, he said there was a small field that belonged to other people that was between the houses in the forest. And they would go ahead, they would walk through in order to get to it through that field. Rashi says, they had these forests right near there. They weren't rowing other people's fields. There's no issue over there. But Dami Leo said earlier, the one who owns the forest shouldn't be makbid al kach. They got punished. Because it was a small field in between that belonged to somebody else, and that was what the problem was. Tanu Rabbanan, Roesh Asa Tshuva. If you have a shepherd who does tshuva, Rashi says, Roa means behema shalo. He's shepherding his own behemos, and he does tshuva. Shalo legado behemadako. He's not going to raise these animals anymore. In Eretz Yisrael by the fields, ain mechayv nasol limkor miyad. We don't force him to go and sell the animals right away. Elamochal yad al yad. He could sell them a little by a little, one thing at a time. Vechein. Not only that, ger shenaflo klav v'chazir b'yushasa. Let's say a ger, a guy, but he becomes a Jew now, and now he has family members that are not Jewish, and they have dogs and they have pigs. And when this family dies, it falls to him. Rashi says tanan b'asisin da asa legadlan. Then we know that it's asa to go into be megadol these type of animals. we saw that yesterday's daf, and against him is Yerusha. We don't force him to do it right away. Elamocher al yad al yad. We let him do it shwaya shwaya, slowly but surely. But the Mefarshim say that if a person goes ahead and they immediately go ahead and say you have to get rid of it, then what's going to happen? The first guy he's gonna fall. He's gonna like forget it. He's gonna fall back on his tshuva. And here also this guy this ger. It's like go to derech. So little by little. And also let's say someone who makes a neder, he's gonna buy a house. He's gonna get married to a wife in Eretz Yisrael. We don't force him to do it immediately until he finds the right one that's going to be for him. Again, we don't want to push anyone to do something which is going to be a mistake where they're going to fall back on their word. So therefore, we do things slowly but surely. There's a story about a woman that whose son was causing her a lot of stress. The cuffs of Anishba, and she wanted to get out of it, so she made a swear. Call me Shiyavo, Eini Machziraso. Anyone who comes, and this woman wasn't married at the time, either her husband died or she was divorced, she said she wants to get away from her son. Anyone who comes, that's I'm not going to turn away. He wants to marry me, I'm going to marry him. V'kafsu aleh, b'nei eldam, she'enim uganim. There are people that were not really, not fitting to do it, and they jumped on that. U'kishaba, davar yitzhak chal mam, when the chum heard this, lo neskavnu zo, ela lahogun la. They said that what she meant is only someone who's going to be good for her, and also the same idea as someone who says you're going to marry a woman, buy a house, and it's just all you got to give him time to do it to make sure that he makes the right decision. Kishem shamro ein megal b'medakos. Like we said, you're not allowed to raise these domesticated animals in areas of Eretz Yisrael where people are living. Just like the Chum says, you're not allowed to raise these animals which are behemadaka. You can't do chaya daka either. That would Rashi says tzviim v'shualim deer. And foxes. What did the fox say again? But you're not doing that either. Rabbi Shmuel says that we have a switcheroo over here. Rabbi Shmuel. Some says Rabbi Shim ben Elazar. That Megadlin klovim kufrim chasulim v'kofim v'chuldos snoim. Your latter is dogs that are small dogs, little doggies. It's just ketana v'nichnas the nanasim haim, they're small, or it's they're big ones, says Rashi. Listen, Achmina, klavim gedolim shel tzayadim of trappers, ein mazik, and they're not mazik. And chuldos naim is gedilos bisneh. So it's these small dogs, cats, also these kufim monkeys and small weasels. Found in bushes, these weasels. Mepnesha asuin al nakaris abayis, because they are used only to clean the house. What does it mean, clean the house? Rashi's minak barim, from mice. My chuldos noim, what does that mean, these weasels of the bush? Amar Rabbi Yehuda shartza chartza. Shartza like function of sherets, like creeping, like creepy crawlers. And chartza from choretz of digging. And so they dig and they creep and dig. Vikadami charza, some say that they sting. Diktina shake varaya bene vardine, because their legs are very skinny. Rashi says that vardine is a sneh, is a bush, and diktina is dakim, very, and they go between the bushes. Umay sharza, why are they called sharza? The mitatai shake, because their legs go under it. Rashi says shukya gutzin. Their legs are under it, and when they walk, it looks like they're sharitz, like they're shratzim, like they're creeping along. Amar Vidamarav, Asinu Atzmeinu B'Bava Keretz Yisrael. We made ourselves in Bava like the Yidin of Eretz Yisrael, the Behemadaka in reference to Behemadaka, that's an Isser of going raising these animals. Amar Le, because they go and they eat in the fields and they steal. Amar Le Rav Adabarav, Amar Le Rav Huna, Didach Mai. What about your animals? Says Rashi, "Hallo, yesh lecha behemadaka. You yourself have a behemadaka." Amalei says back to him, "Didan kaminatra lehu chova. Chova is his wife's name, and ours, she guards him all the time." Amalei says back, "Chova tikberinhu livna. This woman Chova, she should bury her sons." Pretty intense. Rashi says, "Sha'ata somichalea. You're relying on her. She's not able to go and guard it." That's what Rashi understands. It is a very intense thing. It's like a curse. Rashi says, it's like, what? Does she want to marry her sons? She's not dealing with raising them. She's watching this animal. There's a famous line. It's like the shgaga, it's a shoga, it comes out of the mouth of the ruler. That when you speak in such a way, even though you didn't mean to curse her, in such a way you go and you say that, the bad things end up happening. All the years of Rav Ava, lo ikaim zara lo avhuna mechova, the children of Rav Huna from Mechova didn't survive. They ended up dying from the fact that he had said this statement over here. Some say, I'm Rav Huna, I'm Rav, asinu atzmeinu b'bavel keretzol, we meet ourselves in the b'bavel keretzol, b'himadaka, miki asa Rav l'bavel, from when Rav came to Bavel. Rashi explains that Rabu Misyashvim Sham Epnei Yeshiva, so many people came to live there because he lived there. Leshnachino, I was explaining who ba, he came, Belamdenu Lizar, because he warned them to, and taught them how to be careful with this. Shiro Sham Rov Yisov Yishav Kavor, there was a majority of Jews there, and Yishav Kavor over there. So he said not to do such an idea. Story time. Ravu Shmuel Ravasi Klelebe Shavua Ben. The Rav and Shmuel and Ravasi, they came and by the house of Shavua HaBen. Rashi says Bris Mila Al Shem Sha'avru Alav Shivas Yamim. After the boy is alive for 7 days, they have a Bris Mila. That's why it's called that, right? Outside this house. From Allah, Lebe Yeshua HaBen. Some say they met outside this house of a Yeshua, a salvation of the son. Rashi says it's a Mishta. Sha'osin Lepinyan HaBen Bechor. It's a Mishta part that they did. Rav Lo'oil Kamid Shmuel. Rav didn't go in before Shmuel. We're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to spell out that it was Rav. And then you have Rav Asi was a student of Rav, and he was greater than Shmuel. So when they're going in, it should be Rav goes in, then Rav Asi goes in, then Shmuel. But Rav loyal came to Shmuel. Rav didn't go in before Shmuel. Rav says, Taima Amrina in the Kamana. We're going to see why that is. Beep, turn the page. Pay Amud Beis. Shmuel loyal came to Rav Asi. Shmuel didn't go in before Rav Asi because Rav Asi was on a higher level. Rav Shishaya Godlerman over Rav Asi again. He said Talmud Shal Rav. It was a Talmud. Rav Asi loyal came to Rav, and Rav Asi didn't go for Rav because he was his Talmud. So they're all kind of like staying there. Amri Man Nisrach. So they say, well, why? Says Rashi, Mi is Achim Yibachutz. Who's going to wait out longer? V'yav Achrona Yichidi. Who's going to go in last? Who's going to go in after at the end? Nitzach Shmuel v'Nisi Rav v'Ravasi. Shmuel will wait outside, and Rav and Ravasi are going to come in. Meaning Rav goes in, then Ravasi, and then who's his Talmud? Then Shmuel. V'Nitzach Rav or Ravasi. Why don't we let Rav or Ravasi stay outside, and let's see the other two should go in. Let Rav be the one that goes in afterwards. Says Gemara, Rav Milsa Ba'alma who da'avad le l'Shmuel. Rav was doing something nice towards Shmuel. Rashi explains that Shmuel katan shebekulin haya v'zeh she'en Rav nichnas lefanav tivusa v'yakrahu de'kavad le. He was doing something nice for him. Mishum maisa delatya l'Shmuel b'shmona shratzim. Storyline that happened in Maseches Shabbos, and that was that Rav was sick, and Shmuel was a doctor. He came in and he gave him medicine without him knowing that he was giving him medicine. And Rav was in a state of pain when that happened, and he didn't know that Shmuel was helping him. So he said, "Whoever's causing me any sort of pain here is not going to have any sons." And that's what happened. Shmuel didn't have any sons; he only had daughters. So Shmuel Mahu Maisa Latte wanted to like appease him. Adbere Rav Ale Rav. He took upon himself to go ahead and whenever he could, he wants to go ahead and give him and take and you know give him some sort of honor. That's just he tino alea letting go of to give him some sort of honor, some sort of kavod. Ad alchi v'alchi. In the meantime, while they're trying to figure out what they're doing, asa shunya kate lida dinuka. A cat came and bit off the hand of a kid. Nafik Rav adarsh. Rav went out and he darshened. Chatul mutil argo. It's mutter to kill a cat. My wife would like this one. She's she doesn't like cats. V'asa l'kaimo, and it's also to go in and to hold on to that thing. V'ein bo misham gezel. It's not considered gezel when you go and you do it. V'ein bo misham hashav aveda l'abaylam. And there's no ish, there's no hashavas aveda over here. You don't have to return this lost cat. So now, v'kevid amar muta l'hargo, once you say it's muta to heal the cat, my new su asa l'kaimo. Why do I have to go on to say further? Then, by the way, it's also to go and to uphold it, right? It seems it's talking about obviously someone else's cat. So then, obviously, it's also for you to have it. No, ma'udatema, you would have thought that if Rav wouldn't have said the second part, mutter lahargo, it's mutter to kill it, isura leka. But there's no isser if you own it. Kamash Balan, it's going to say also to own it. Amri, but they said more than that. The cave of the Amrit, the Ainbo Misham Gezel. Once you say there's no Gezel here,
you already said there's no issue with like stealing with Gezel over here. So my new Sue, like why are you saying more? Ain bo mishum hashiv aveda lebaylam. Why would you even go into the concept of saying there's no issue of like shashavas aveda? You don't have to do that. Amar Ravina le'oro. It's talking about a reference to its skin. As Tulsus points out, if you find this dead cat, you have to go and say, oh, let's go take the skin and return it to its owner.
Meisve kasha and Rav. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer megadlin klavim kufim mechatulim mekofim mechudul snayim. We said that you're allowed to raise the small dogs, cats, monkeys, and these weasels of the bush. Because they're going to clean up the house with all the mice that are over there, they're going to catch them. So what do you see straight up? We see over here that you're allowed to even raise them up. And Rav is saying, you can kill them. What's going on? Lokasha. One is talking about black cats, the other one is talking about white cats. And those black cats, you go, you can raise them, no problem. But chivra, when you deal with the white cats, you better watch out for those white cats. Those white cats are dangerous. Those are the ones that come along and they can attack. Rash says, Mu'ad lahazakadim. Those ones are more likely to go into damage. V'ha ma'isa d'rav uchma hava. But in the case of Rav, there was a black cat that came and ate the child and, you know, attacked the child. So what do you mean there should be no difference between them? It says, no, hasam uchma bar chivra hava. That was a black cat, but it was the kid of a white cat. So therefore, it was, you know, it was grew up in the hood. It was a black cat that grew in the white cat hood. Ah, vahami boy boy le Ravina. Ravina asks a question on that. The boy Ravina, he says, uchma bar chivra ma. What's the din of a black cat that's a kid of a white cat? Like, what's the din over there? Do we say it's like a tax that it attacks? And or not. So we're actually not clear about whether or not that's the case. Says Gemara, ki kamabai le Ravina, when Ravina, when he looked into this, ba'uchma bar chivra bar uchma, he asked specifically about a black cat that was a child, the offspring of a white cat that came from a black cat. So maybe when the white cat was an unusual situation, and so it would come out from grandpa, and everything would be for grandma, I guess more accurately. And there'll be no problem. That was what the question was. Ma'isa d'rav b'uchma bar chivra bar chivra hava. But this one is a white, black. So the black cat's mother and grandmother were both white. So you go, what's up with them white folk over there? And that's what he was talking about. That's why he said, go and kill the white cat. Down with the white cats. Ah, Chabad's favorite Gemara. Chabad bich b'chan simen. Amar Rabbi Acha bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Abba bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Adda bar Papa v'Amri La. Amar Rabbi bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Chia bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Acha bar Papa v'Amri La. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Acha bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Masrin ala chikuch b'Shabbos. Gemara in Tainus says Rashi Masrin we shrek avai, we cry out b'tzibor. Uvetachana, but shofros, we have tachanun and shofros of chatzotos of Mesechus Tainus. On chikuch, this type of shchin, shemeschachik adam alea, that a person gets if the type of shchin boils, one of the makas, wow, which cause a person, you know, scratching them, a lot of pain that's going on. We cry out, videlis and elis lobim heretipatach, and the door closed will not open quickly. Rashi says that a door that closes, ala adam yos matzliach, from time from being successful, v'nafka mina la fushe v'rachme, it's not going to open too quickly. Therefore, daven a lot. That's why you got to make sure that when something's not going well, you daven a lot. V'lokeich bayis b'Eretz Yisrael, someone who buys a house in Eretz Yisrael, I'm talking about here particularly as received from a goy, kosan alav ono afil b'Shabbos. You can write a contract even on Shabbos. We saw this. I can't remember. My head is daf yotes, either in Gittin or in Sota.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember. But anyway, point to giving right this on Shabbos is exactly what that means. May Savei. Nobody asked Kasha in the first question. The first statement. The Shah Paranis, the Shah Kasha Zabos, on the Tzibor. All the type of terrible things that happen, on the Tzibor. Yeah, kigon chikuch, like we said, this scratching over here from shchin, chagav, locusts, zvuv tzira v'yatush, flies, wasps, and mosquitoes, v'shiluch nechoshim akrabim, and the sending forth, meaning Hashem send forth to us snakes and scorpions that are going to cause pain, they're not actually going to kill, but they cause pain, loyam asrin, elitzoakin. They're not masrin, they don't cry out, elitzoakin, they're tzoak. Rashi says the difference is that means be yachid. The crowd is a yachid. So that comes out that what we just see about boils. And this, Bryce, it says by boils, by the idea of shchin, you don't, which is this chikuch thing, you don't do it as a yachid. So it's going to look kasha. Kan belach, kan be yavish. This Bryce is talking about where it's lach, where it's moist. Kan be yavish. But where it's, they were talking about when it comes to yavish, when it's dry, that's more intense, and that's when we cry out. Even on Shabbos, some Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shchin Shehevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Mitzrayim, the ones about the Mitzrayim, Lach mi b'chutz v'yavshim b'fnim. It was moist on the outside and it was dry on the inside. Shenemar v'hi Shchin abubos pareach ba'adum v'behema, and it became a boil with blisters erupting upon man and upon animals. So the outside it was wet, the inside it was dry. Rashi says, "B'prichuso dahainu mi b'chutz mi b'beya dahainu lach mechlal b'fnim v'yavsh." Inside it was actually dry. Now, what does it mean when he said the statement of Del Sanzel Slobim Heri Tipatach, that if the door that closes is not going to open up quickly, a person is trying some endeavor, it doesn't work as not going to open up too quickly. Maihi, what is he talking about? Marzutra, Maihi says, Smicha. If one's supposed to get smicha and something stops it from happening, it's not going to happen so quickly they're going to get it. Rav Ashi Amar, Kol Hamriyin Lo, every time there's someone that is bad thing happening to them, Lo Meir Meitivin Lo, it's not going to start. If someone is treated badly, it's not going to flip around so quickly. Rav Acha Midifti Amar Liolam Ein Mitivin Lo. They're never going to treat him well again. Says the Gemara, but don't worry about that statement. Actually, Veloi, it's not really true. Rav Acha Midifti Milsa De Nafshe. Rav Acha Midifti was only speaking out his own personal experience. Rashi says, "Vavabasa b'shutfin dimnuolo suve bereisha." They wanted to make him like the leader. Velo istay milsa, but it didn't work out. In the meantime, someone else came up. Mabar Avashi showed up, and they ended up giving him the job instead. So you actually can flip around if things are not going well. Just he was talking about his own life that didn't go so well, and therefore he said that statement. Now, the next one, we said, Alkech Bayis Beretz Yisrael, Kosan Lov Ono Afilu B'Shabbos. Someone who goes and buys something they saw, they're going to write it for the Ono even in Shabbos. It says over here, Gitin Chesem Rebeis. So I guess, I don't know where I got your test from, but it's Chesem Rebeis. I remember being a test, fine. Anyway, Kosel of Ono Alafil B'Shabbos. B'Shabbos HaGadayich, what do you think you're allowed to write on Shabbos? What are you talking about? Rashi says, Ono is a Shtar Mechira. Ella Kedama Rava Hasim, like Rava explains over there. And what is over there, like we just said, that Omer, Lanachi Vosa, you tell a guy to go and do it. Like Amir La'akam in such a case. Hakanami here also, we say, Omer Lanachi Vosa, you have a guy to go, and he can go and he can do it. Even though speaking, telling a guy to do something for you on Shabbos, Amir La'akum, this is a problem, right? You're not allowed to go and do such a thing. It says here on the top left, we see in the Shabbos, Erevin, Gittin, Bav Metzia, again, it's Chesma Beis. Wow, got a chaser. Amir La'anachish, Vosi, this is something to answer. Mishum Yishavet, Zesolo, goes to Rabbanim, because we saw Rizal, Rabbanim or not, goes to such a thing. Amir Abishmal, Barinachmin, Rabbi Yochanan, Lokechir, Barit Zesolo, someone who goes and he buys a city. By the city in Eretz Yisrael, wow. Kovin oso likach lo derech me'arba ruchoseh. We force him to buy a road for it on all four sides of it, which is going to allow people to come in from all different places to come into there. Mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael, because we want Eretz Yisrael to be built up. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to go into the whole idea of the 10 things. We saw this way back in Erevin that Yoshua set up so that his soul should go nice and smooth. Everything should work out over there. He set up 10 things, then we're going to break it down. So first, let's say what they are. Tanu Rabbanan. Asar Tanayim Hisnu Yoshua. Yoshua, he set up 10 Tanayim. When they come into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to split it up. Beep, turn the page. Apeyav Elmet Aleph. Shiyu Marin Becharshin. That is that people are going to let their animals go and eat in these privately owned forests,
And the owners are not going to have a problem with that. That we already saw. Rashi's behemoth bechorshim v'shol yakbid bal hayar al kach. He's not going to worry about it. That's one. Two. A malakdan eitzim b'sdoseim. They can gather wood from the field of their friends. Rashi says mistei chaver v'chein asavim l'maychel behem in order to go and take care of their animals. Three. A malakdan asavim b'chol makom chutz mitilson. They can gather grass to feed up their animals from any place except for tilson, which is known as fenugreek. Right, to play where that type of thing is grown. Rashi says the malula asava megdilo agdelos ima vatolson mafsid es atilson tilson min kitnius vishma finagaria, like we said over here. They can gather these type of things. And next, that is three, four. Vikotmin nitios v'chol makom chutz migrofios shozayis. They can cut off anything that are growing in any place except for. Migrophios shelzias. That is, growth is a fist, so grophios is plural. That's of fistfuls of olives, of an olive tree. Whereas it's a kotizes of lisof biniach, shte grophios, meloshnea grophim, if leave over that much, katumam beamochas, a sphinab of a basa, and a chlifos omitios bidin, omisham ein lictom nitios, but patient is a grophios, it's going to ruin the actual continuous growth. Then we have number five. Umaya na yotze b'tchila b'nei ha'ir mistapkin mitzami menu. The people of the town can be supplied from a spring that came from someone else's property. If you have this new spring that comes up, she says mechadash v'kol shekein mayonos yishanim shavim mosu yishuv from the time of Yeshua. Number six. Umachakim b'yama shel Tveria. Jews can fish. In the ocean of Tveria, Rashi says Umatilin Chaka Lutzud the Dagam Biyamish of Tveria. Even though it's Naftali, even though it's Naftali's Chel, Lekula Kedemi Lekaman, like we're going to see later. That's six, seven. Right, Uvlad Shel Yifos Kela Viyamid Esasvina. As long as it doesn't spread out a whole enclosed area, and you know which is going to hold up the boats over there. Can't set up traps. They're going to mess up the boats over there. V'nifnin la'chorei hageder v'afilu basadam le'akarkom. And this is the number seven, that people are allowed to use the bathroom behind a fence that's owned by somebody. And even if it's a field that's full of karkom, which is very expensive, saffron, right? It's a common farish. Lo nitzcha el elitol himenu tsror lekaneach. It means you can take a rock from there. V'alfa pisha parches to get there in order to wipe yourself, even though it's going to like be messing with the fence a little bit. U'mehalchin b'shvile reshus acheteri teri revia shnia. And they can walk along the paths until the second rainfall. Rashi says that people, the farmers, during certain seasons, would let people go. The public people can go walk and take a shortcut through their fields, and that's when it says that these places are called b'shvilei harishus, that they're their mutter type of fields because they use them with a permission. Yeshua set up that the people that own the land can't go against that type of thing. Umestalkin litzidei hadrachim mipnei. So that what we said, number eight, and this is number nine. We're going to see is actually going to be 11 of them, but one of them we're going to explain why that is. They could go off the sides of the roads because of the yesedos, these pegs that were on the road. That Rashi points out that when it would rain, everything would become very muddy, and then people would walk along. It would make these open pits, and then when it would from keep walking on it, when it became the summer, it hardened. It became very hard to travel. They could walk on the sides of the roads, even though they have stuff that's growing over there. You have to let people do that. V'atoa ben akramim mifaseg va'olam mafsig v'yored. Someone who's lost in a vineyard can cut his way through. He can go up and down until he can get out of it. Rashi benatik zmoris anoshos. Until he finds his way out of that little maze over there. And last but not least, a mesa mitzvah, somebody goes and he dies, he's kona the place where he dies. Says Rashi, makom shenafel sham be'es moso, kona lakova, it's kona to bury it there, ve'ein balasad demakev alav, and the balasad is not able to stop that from happening. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.